KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Lots of high school basketball around the region last night. And boys hoops in the Hawkeye 10. It was Atlantic holding off Glenwood 40-34 last night. Denison beat Kemper Catholic 63-58. In boys Western Iowa Conference play, it was AHST topping Audubon 55-21. Griswold beat Missouri Valley 77-65. Riverside topping Tri-Center 76-60. Trainer beat Underwood 53-46. In Rolling Hills Conference play last night, Ankeny Christian Academy beat Adair Casey 62-46, Exira EHK over Orient Maxburg 70-46, Glenn Ralston beat Iowa Christian Academy 55-47, and Grandview Park Baptist over CAM 73-43. Elsewhere in boys' hoops last night, Carroll beat ADM 56-54, Coon Rapids Bayard over Guthrie Center 48-31, East Mills beat Nishnabotna 62-55, Fremont Mills a 58-32 winner over Essex, Lennox defeated East Union 68-42, Mount Air edging Bedford 44-43, Nottoway Valley 115-24 winners over Corning last night. Panorama beat Woodward Granger 40-28, Sydney over Heartland Christian 62-39, Sioux City West over Thomas Jefferson 65-54. South Page beat Stanton 48-44. Villisca edging Clarinda Academy 45-44. Columbus Scotus of Nebraska beat St. Albert 70-50. Also in boys' first-round play in the Western Valley Conference Tournament yesterday, it was Arweva over Logan Magnolia 45-39. Boyer Valley beat West Harrison 70-58. Charter Oak Ute over Westwood 44-33. IKM Manning topping Whiting 85-35. Lawton Bronson beat Siouxland Community Christian 83-35. It was Maple Valley over Kingsley Pearson 71-50. Otobolt Arthur BCIG topping Ridgeview 47-42. West Monona beat Woodbine 80-45. Woodbury Central over River Valley 54-44. In girls' high school basketball play last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Glenwood over Atlantic 44-30. Kemper Catholic beat Denison 65-31. Stanton over Red Oak in non-conference play 67-60. In Western Iowa Conference play, Audubon topping AHST 64-45. Missouri Valley beat Griswold 40-25. Trainer over Underwood 64-21. Tri-Center beat Riverside 56-38. In Rolling Hills Conference girls' play, Exira EHK, a winner over Orient Maxburg 68-16. Grandview Park Baptist beat CAM 45-36. Iowa Christian over Glidden Ralston 53-19. Also around the region in girls' hoops, it was ADM over Carroll in overtime 62-61. Bedford beat Mount Air 48-38. Coon Rapids Bayard over Guthrie Center 26-18. Corning topping Nottoway Valley 56-49. Abraham Lincoln beat Sioux City North 56-34. East Union over Lennox 45-36. Panorama beat Woodward Granger 48-46. It was Sioux City West over Thomas Jefferson 64-31. St. Albert, a 47-36 winner over Grand Island Central Catholic, Nebraska. Nishnabotna beat East Mills 59-52. Fremont Mills over Essex 55-41. And Sydney, a winner over Heartland Christian 47-35 in girls basketball last night. In college basketball, the Iowa Hawkeyes sliced a 24-point Ohio State lead to 4 in the final minutes, but the 24 of the 14th-rated Buckeyes held on for a 72-63 victory in Big Ten play. The Hawkeyes won the rebounding battle, and their press got them back in the game, but they struggled from the perimeter and made only 13 of 26 from the free throw line.
We just didn't execute offensively. That was an issue against Michigan State at home. It was an issue down the stretch against Indiana. And it is so critical when you're playing teams that are ranked that you execute our offense. We can't come in here, you know, we can't play this hard and this well in so many areas and shoot 25%.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the Hawkeyes just did not execute well enough on offense.
Early on in particular, you know, we weren't locked in offensively. We were not screening. We were not screening whether it was motion, whether it was our sets. We got some clean looks at three early. We did get to the free throw line in both halves, and it's unfortunate. You know, you lose by 9 and miss 13 free throws.
Aaron White led Iowa with 13 points. Junior forward Zach McCabe came off the bench to score 8 points and says the Hawkeyes dug themselves too big of a hole.
The end of the first half just killed us, and beginning of the second half just, you know, got to us a little bit, and you know, we had a good comeback, and we just couldn't, you know, finish in the end.
Iowa's 2-4 now in the Big Ten. They're 13-6 overall on the season. Travis Relaford scored 12 points, and number 3 Kansas held off number 11 Kansas State down the stretch in a 59-55 win Tuesday night that gave the Jayhawks sole possession of first place in the Big 12. Also last night, it was number five, or Villanova upsetting number five Louisville, 73-65, the Cardinals' second straight loss. Keith Appling had 19 points to lead number 13 Michigan State to a 49-47 squeaker over Wisconsin. Freshman Devin Thomas had a season-high 25 points and 14 rebounds to help Wake Forest knock off number 18 North Carolina State 86-84. And number 22 Missouri rallied from a 13-point second-half deficit as they beat South Carolina 71-65. Four NBA games last night. It was Cleveland over Boston 95-90. Detroit beat Orlando 105-90. Milwaukee outscored Philadelphia 110-102. And the Oklahoma City Thunder defeated the LA Clippers 109-97. In the National Hockey League last night, Tampa Bay beat Carolina 4-1. Winnipeg over Washington 4-2. Dallas beat Detroit 2-1. Montreal 4-1 over Florida. New Jersey shut out Philadelphia 3-0. It was Nashville over Minnesota 3-1. Chicago beat St. Louis 3-2. Colorado over Los Angeles 3-1, San Jose a winner over Edmonton 6-3. Some high school wrestling last night saw Griswold beat Exira EHK 48-27. It was East Mills over Exira EHK 48-20. East Mills topping Griswold 46-18. Shenandoah beat Griswold 51-22. Shenandoah over Exira EHK 60-18. And Shenandoah beating East Mills 44-27. Also Red Oak beat Corning 63-18. Clarinda over Corning 63-12 last night. Well, there were a few bright spots for Iowa last season as the Hawkeyes stumbled to their worst record in more than a decade. The program's struggles didn't affect cornerback Micah Hyde's play, though. Hyde closed out a stellar football career by being named the Big Ten's Defensive Back of the Year for 2012. He was also the only Iowa player to be named a first-team All-Big Ten pick by the league's coaches and media. Hyde is hoping his next step will be to play in the NFL. He's working out at a football training center in San Diego in preparation for the NFL Combine and hopefully the April draft. Iowa's announced that they're not raising the cost of football tickets next season. Iowa officials say tickets and parking fees will remain the same as they were in 2012 when the team dropped six straight games and finished 4-8. Season tickets for the seven-game home schedule will cost $388 for the general public, $318, a reduced rate for some reason, for university faculty and staff, and $175 for current students. Single-game tickets will go on sale in early July. Iowa opens up the 2013 season on August 31st at home against Northern Illinois. Well, Sean Payton is back as coach of the New Orleans Saints. His season-long suspension for his role in the Saints' bounty program has been lifted by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell nearly 2 weeks earlier than expected. The decision allows Payton to attend the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama on Saturday, where some of the top college players available for the NFL draft will be competing. In a statement, Payton said that he recognizes that mistakes were made, which led to league violations. He went on to say he has assured the commissioner a more diligent protocol will be followed. The suspension was scheduled to end after the Super Bowl on February 3rd, but was moved up after Payton and Goodell met on Monday. Well, there's been a stunning upset at the Australian Open Tennis Championship. Serena Williams is out after losing her quarterfinal match to 19-year-old American Sloane Stephens, 3-6, 7-5, and 6-4. It was the first loss since August 17th for the 15-time Grand Slam winner, ending a run of 20 consecutive wins. Williams appeared to hurt her lower back while attempting to pull up short of the net during the eighth game of the second set. She called for a trainer after the ninth game, but said the injury was no excuse for the loss. Next up for Stevens is defending champion Victoria Azarenka. She advanced to the semifinals with a straight sets win over former two-time Grand Slam winner Svetlana Kuznetsova. In the men's draw, U.S. Open champ Andy Murray reached the semis with a straight sets win over an unseeded Frenchman. Murray, who ended a 76-year winless streak by British men in majors by winning the U.S. Open last year, will play either Roger Federer or Joe Wilfried Tsonga in a semi on Friday. Defending champ Novak Djokovic plays number 4-seeded David Ferrer in the other semi-final match. And a baseball news, reliever Jason Mott and the St. Louis Cardinals have agreed to a $12 million two-year contract, avoiding salary arbitration. The 30-year-old right-hander had a career-high 42 saves and 49 chances last year when he went 4-5 with a .275 earned run average. He made $2 million. Mott is 17-13 with a .287 ERA and 54 saves since his major league debut in 2008. He'll be eligible for free agency after the 2014 season. St. Louis announced that deal on Tuesday. Two Cardinals remain in arbitration, third baseman David Freese and left-hander Mark Zepchinski. If they fail to reach agreements, hearings would be held next month in Phoenix before three arbitrator panels. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.